USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The United States is once again teetering on the brink of financial default if Congress does not act on the debt ceiling.
Congress must deal with the debt limit and must do so without conditions.
The conditions White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre is referring to include Republican moves to use the debt ceiling as a way to force cut in social programs. They include Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security. U.S. expected to hit its borrowing limit on Thursday. I'm John Schaefer.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell asking the Department of Justice to treat President Biden and former President Trump equally. The call comes as the DOJ is looking into the possession of classified documents at both Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and at Biden's Washington office and home in Delaware. The White House staying tight-lipped on the matter. Plans in motion to probe more deeply into the origins of the novel coronavirus.
Congressional lawmakers plan to launch an investigation, and experts say there needs to be a deep dive like we did for 9/11.
Looked at, you know, what did we miss, what happened, what went wrong, and how can we fix this?
Professor Gerald Parker at Texas A&M, he says there are flaws in the theory that COVID came from a Wuhan wet market.
There is no direct evidence of either origin, natural or from a lab.
Unfortunately, without pressure from the United States government, China will never allow an independent investigation team in-country. I'm Lance Pry.
3 weeks of relentless rains winding down in California. Spokesman Brian May from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services.
These 11 storms that have come through combined have dropped 22 trillion gallons of water. That's enough to cover the entire state of California in 15 inches of water.
The storms have killed at least 20 people and have turned neighborhoods into lakes, roads into rivers, and forced tens of thousands of people from their homes. This is USA News.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Well, it's very easy to use. From the login and the setup was extremely easy. I didn't have to call anyone for help. I was able to do it on my own. And I love the fact that I can run my payroll and print my pay stubs. And then you guys do all of the filing for me. So I get a quarterly report that everything's been filed on my behalf. And then at the end of the year, I can print out my W-2s. So I use you guys. I tell everybody, it's the easiest thing I've ever done. Why anybody doesn't use y'all, I don't know.
Visit us at PatriotSoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
With PatriotSoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
Six people murdered in what police in Central California call a, quote, cartel-style execution. The Tulare County Sheriff's Office says the gunman opened fire at a home Monday morning in Goshen, southeast of Fresno.
This is a known home to our department. This is where gang activity has routinely occurred in the past.
That's Sheriff Mike Boudreau. There is a $10,000 reward now for information leading to the arrest and conviction of any suspects responsible for the killings. A San Francisco task force on reparations recommending the city make a one-time payment of $5 million to each eligible black resident.
They're also saying that they want to give those folks $97,000 a year for 250 years.
That's San Francisco Republican Party Chair John Dennis, who is against the proposal because the total far exceeds the budget. The proposed redress could cost San Francisco $50 billion. The city's total 2023 budget is $14 billion. He says it would be a bad move for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to make a run at the White House.
So, you know, now I hear he might want to run against me, so we'll handle that the way I handle things.
Former President Trump speaking Monday on one conservative talk podcast. Trump, under intense legal pressure and scrutiny, announced a White House run shortly after the November midterm elections. More recently, polls have shown Florida Governor DeSantis beating Trump in hypothetical matchups. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-485-8801. 800-485-8801. That's 800-485-8801.